Hello and welcome to the WebCERN Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The recent decision of the Indian government to scrap the 500 and 1,000 rupee notes has had a knock-on impact on the mobile payments industry. Google Translate is now using neural machine translation for 9 languages, and Amazon has filed lawsuits against 2 sellers that have allegedly been selling counterfeit goods on the platform. The recent decision of the Indian government to scrap the 500 and 1,000 rupee notes has had a knock-on impact on the mobile payments industry. Since the 2 largest denomination notes were banned, the number of people signing up to mobile payment services has skyrocketed. The leading mobile payment service Paytm has said that it saw a 200% increase in downloads and a 250% increase in transactions in the first few hours after the news was announced. It also broke its record for its highest number of transactions in a day, hitting 5 million daily transactions just a week after the notes were scrapped. Rival company MobiQuick also saw a big boost in the wake of the news, announcing that its average number of downloads has doubled to 2,000 downloads a day. The uptake of digital wallets was already on the rise, with the Reserve Bank of India having recently revealed that mobile transactions had tripled in the last year. It seems that the scrapping of the 500 and 1,000 notes is only helping to speed up the process. Google Translate is now using neural machine translation for 9 languages. It's using the neural network for English, French, German, Spanish, Portuguese, Turkish, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. Google says that the neural network has a processing time that is 8 times faster than GPU. The company says that eventually neural machine translation will be rolled out to cover all 103 languages covered by Google Translate. Google Translate has over 500 million monthly active users. Amazon has filed lawsuits against 2 sellers that have allegedly been selling counterfeit goods on the platform. The sellers have allegedly been selling fake forklift truck strap systems and fake fitness smart bands. In the lawsuits, Amazon said when customers purchase counterfeit goods, it undermines the trust that customers, sellers, and manufacturers place in Amazon, thereby tarnishing Amazon's brand and causing irreparable reputational harm. Amazon has recently been stepping up its efforts to tackle counterfeit goods on its site. Earlier this year, it announced that it will be requiring sellers of some brands to provide invoices to prove that they're selling genuine goods. It has also poured millions of dollars into developing tools to identify fake goods on its site. The digital payments company Adyen has announced that it now supports the use of WeChat Pay on its platform. This means that all websites that use Adyen to power their payments, including big name sites such as Facebook, Netflix, and Uber, will now be able to accept payments over WeChat Pay. WeChat Pay is one of the leading mobile payment providers in China, where it's used by a staggering 400 million people. This year, WeChat Pay is expected to handle $86 billion worth of transactions in the country. Adyen's CCO commented on the integration with WeChat Pay, saying, "We are very excited to support WeChat Pay. This is especially appealing to travel businesses and high-end retailers." And finally, research by GfK has uncovered the online fashion retail landscape in Spain. The study found that 500,000 Spaniards bought fashion items online in July this year, spending almost 40 million euros. The average order cost was 57 euros. When looking at where these fashion shoppers were going online, Zara came out on top. Zara saw just over 250,000 unique buyers in July, far ahead of second place ASOS, which saw 105,000 unique buyers. Zalando came in third place with almost 75,000 unique buyers, followed by Pull & Bear with 30,000 unique buyers. Online fashion shopping is predominantly a female affair, with women accounting for 56% of online fashion shoppers and 69% of all money spent online on fashion. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.